It's pretty quiet on a chilly early afternoon on Main Street in the town of Pleasureville. The town of about 800 people straddles Henry and Shelby counties. The Dutch settled here in 1784 and named it Bantatown. Retired social worker and author Mike Grimes of Shelby County says there are a couple of stories of why the town was renamed Pleasureville in 1828.
The salacious story that everybody likes to repeat is that the hotel up here was a brothel. The hotel right by the depot. Well, no, because Pleasureville was incorporated in 1842. The railroad didn't come through till the 1850s. So Pleasureville was named before that. I mean, it's great. Kind of almost hoped it was true because, you know, that's so fun.
Grimes says during his research for a book about Pleasureville history, he met a woman who went to the town's high school in the 1940s. She remembered her mother claiming a traveling salesman suggested Pleasureville by saying,
"Well, I've always had such a nice and pleasant time here, and the people are so pleasurable. Why don't you call it Pleasureville?" Makes sense, not as exciting.
In a one-room wood office behind his house, a few minutes from Pleasureville, Grimes taps away on his laptop. To date, he's edited and published 13 books about nearby small communities, places with less than 1,000 people, like Pleasureville, Cropper, and Bethlehem. The books are more like town scrapbooks, packed with family histories and old pictures, all submitted to Grimes by the residents.
You can't do it without community involvement. For instance, on the Bethlehem book, the Sewell family, I interviewed them and just got tons of information that they were some of the original people out there. You know, Philip and Betsy Sewell are still there. They're living in the house that was built in like the 1800s, and they still live it.
His books on the towns are large and thick, 300 to 400 pages full of mostly black and white photos, class pictures, weddings, church socials, small businesses, and sports teams. For example, Grimes has pictures of Pleasureville Academy winning the state high school football championship in 1912. Grimes says a few college-age players were on the team.
And these were in the days before the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. That was common back in those days. Even with basketball, I did a book on a little town called Franklinton, which is not far from Bethlehem. And the coach for the team, the high school basketball team, would play with them.
Olivia Harrell, who lives in Bethlehem, is president of the Henry County Historical Society. She says Grimes' books and the Historical Society are great resources for local history.
We have deed books, physical court orders, wills, marriages. People come in to do genealogical research. I'm a member of Daughters of the American Revolution, so I can trace my ancestry back to someone who fought in the American Revolution. And I expect with America 250 that we will see an increase of people wanting to find their ancestry and that connection.
For Grimes, his books are a labor of love and dedicated to the people of each town.
I don't know how many people I interviewed for these books over the course of the last, 10 years, where they said, "I wish I would have talked to my parents more. I wish I would have asked them more questions about your history and your family," because once they're gone, they're gone. And I think it's very important to get their stories down before they go.
Off the Beaten Path in Pleasureville, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.